5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Had the biggest thighs I've ever seen on a man.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Geez, he had a big bum.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, well, yeah, nice to be Friday, Fat. Let's be brutally honest about it. Every time we get to this day, we're excited.
Froppy Friday.
You, well, that is exactly right, and you can go and do that at your local rubbity. Even wander into the Cremorne if you're really battling now.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we're doing today. Beck Danaher joins us. Oh. Of course, the big freeze coming up on Monday. We're going to ask her all about that.
Yep.
A special Friday flashback, Fat, that interests me, because it's actually come from a punter who's brought something up that I had completely forgotten we ever did.
Guess what his name was,
course,
Jim?
What's his name?
Warren from Narre Warren.
that's not the punter's name. That's who actually went to air. That's it. And then Brag Artist, of course, for a Friday. So what about that for a beautiful show? As I say hello to you, big boy.
Oh, Jimmy, I love it. Great to be alive. Friday, Froppy Friday. And I'm going to go straight back home after this, Jim, and have a palmy and a pot.
Why not?
And well done, Ewan. Thanks for your week this week.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, what a pity, Toby. You ruined it for us. Grow up.
Come on, Toby. Now, what do you got there, Toby. Jimmy boy? Because you
well,
said
I'll tell
I
you
want
what
to have
interests
a chat.
Me. Yeah, middle of the week, this came out. This is a man, a Texan backpacker called Tristan Kuhn, I think would be the right way to pronounce it.
Right,
Tristan's not a great name, by the way.
Terrible.
Anyway, he talks about the things he dislikes about Australia. Now, just by way of qualifying, he says Australia's a wonderful place, and in many ways it's much better than America. But he went on social media to say, here are some ways I think Australia can improve, and it made for interesting reading.
Where did he go in Australia?
In fact, listening. I'll tell you where he went.
Yeah, where'd he go?
I'm just flicking through here. Yeah. He visits Cairns, Adelaide, Melbourne, and Tasmania. So he's been around a fair part of the country. But anyway, he's got some ideas, right? Let me just walk through them, then we'll have a listen to what he had to say.
Yeah.
Slow Wi-Fi, Fat. And a lot of overseas people come to Australia and don't like the fact that our Wi-Fi seems to be very slow. I reckon we don't really realise it's slow.
No.
We just get on with it.
But we do.
When you go overseas, like in a hotel in the States, for instance, the Wi-Fi is incredible.
Ooh.
So I get why he's unhappy with that. Right. Aggressive flyers. Everyone has a go at our flyers.
Well, flyers are flyers, Jim.
I know. We can't deal with it. But they are, for people outside of Australia, they're not used to flies landing on them. Compulsory helmet wearing when you're riding a bike. Well, no one argues with that. We're a nana state. We save ourselves from ourselves. Yeah. And
well, that's
the government's,
safety, Jim.
Nah, Bill. You go to another country, you can choose to wear a helmet or not. It's up to you. Here, we make it compulsory because we are the original nana state.
I don't mind that one, to be honest. No. So I think it's good. Yep. Especially for kids.
Bill. You have got a choice as to what you do in life. You don't get told everything you do all day, every day, like you do in Australia. So I don't mind that. No free refills. I don't drink soda anyway, or soft drinks, so you can bugger off. Speed cameras. He's onto the fact that you do 3Ks over the limit, you cop a speed camera.
Yep.
So there's another example of revenue-raising nana state. But this bit here, Bill, of all he said, this is the bit that I think is most interesting. Have a listen.
Now, the next thing is more of just a minor inconvenience, but that is you cannot pay for gas at the pump. You actually have to walk inside the gas station to pay for gas. This is annoying for two reasons. Is one, I don't want to go all the way into the gas station to pay, like it just takes extra time. And two, there's often a line of other people who are paying for the gas or just buying stuff from the gas station. So you have to wait in line to pay for your gas.
Jim.
Bill.
What?
I 100% couldn't agree with this young Texan anymore. Fat, you put $100 worth of petrol in your car.
Yeah.
Tap the machine, get back in your car and drive off. Why the hell are we one of the only countries in the world where you have to walk in and actually pay over the man?
I'll tell you, Jim. I'll tell you what's annoying. One, Tristan's voice. And two is that, mate, stuck in. He's in Australia. I hate the septics that come out here and start whinging. Walk
Fat,
20 metres.
You're completely missing the point.
I know, but walk 20 metres and pay for it. It takes you 2 minutes to pay for it, Jim.
Well, of course it does, but it should take you no minutes. You should finish putting petrol in your car, tap your card on the machine, get back in your car and drive away. It's ridiculous.
You're that busy, are you?
Bill, It is ridiculous.
No, I'm with the Aussies. That's all.
Oh, so what? You'd rather get out of your car and walk in and wait for some clown who's having a bloody coffee made, so yes. You can't pay for me. You're happy with that?
I'm happy with it. That's what we do.
Because you're a fool's head.
Yep. And I'm happy with helmets, especially for the kiddies. No refills. Speed cameras is on. But don't come over here whinging. You're septic out.
Hey, Bill, he didn't whinge. I said that at the top. He's actually very complimentary of our country. But you, like so many people, are completely, and I think deliberately, missing the point. It's not about that. It's about why are we one of the few nations left in the world where you have to walk into a petrol station to pay instead of tapping your card?
You know why, Jim? Because we are.
That's what'll drag this country forward, Bill.
Well, they don't have to come here. I tell you what, we got no COVID-19. We're very low on that. We've hit the curve. Everyone else has got it. There's riots and everything happening around the world, Jim. And I know there's a few here, but still, it's a good country to live in, my friend. And if you don't like it,
bring back the horse and cart.
Yep. And if you don't like it, f*** off.
Let's bring back the horse and cart, Fat. Why? Because we can. No wonder that brief stint in politics didn't work for you.
Anyway,
whatever, Tristan, you young Seppo, with the petrol. I agree with the petrol part of that 100%. Back down here to join us. The flashback's coming. You'll love that. And brag artist for your Friday. Now, Fat, time for us to straighten up, of course, because this magnificent woman and her family have done the most incredible thing for motor neuron disease through the mighty Neil Danaher. Yep. And I speak of Beck, his beautiful daughter, and we're coming up on Monday to a very special edition of the Freeze MND because, of course, we're in different times and the game's not being played, which it normally would be on Queen's birthday. So we're going about things a different way, but we want to get the beautiful Beck on and explain how it's going to work. Beck, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm going very well. Very excited about the weekend ahead.
Oh, yes. BD, welcome. It's Billy. Now, what's happening? You've got all the sliders there from the AFL clubs. And what is the brief with the sliders this year, well, on Monday?
Yeah, so we had to adapt. COVID's made a lot of curveballs thrown at us. So we're excited to have the support of the AFL teams. What they've done is they've nominated a player in each club.
Yep.
And what they've done is they've done their own form of the Big Freeze at the MCG. So, not at the MCG, at their club. So I'm hearing ice baths, I'm hearing buckets, I'm hearing some pretty exciting concepts that go beyond that. But to see it all unfold, they've got to tune in to Channel 7, and it's really exciting.
So, Beck, as I understand it, you've got the sliders or whatever they're choosing to do, but you've also got a player who is going to host the segment on top of that. So Rory Sloane, as I understand it, is going to run the segment for Adelaide, let's say, and Tex Walker is going to be the one that does it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got some pretty amazing names that put their hand up to either, you know, host the segment or to go and we call it now a Big Freeze Challenge, a Big Freeze nomination. So we've got plenty of pretty amazing names that have put their hand up.
And that is Monday. It's going to be on the Queen's birthday holiday, of course, Jim, Channel 7.
Yes.
Hosted by Mick Malloy and Daisy at 4 p.m. Some of the names, of course, Patrick Cripps, Joel Selwood. He'll hit his head and bleed. You watch.
He will, no doubt.
Toby Green, Isaac Smith, Ben Brown.
Big brownie.
Tom Rockcliffe, he'll get stuck. His bum's that big. Jack Revolt, Bradley Hill, Isaac Heaney. Oh, there's some great names there. Looking forward to that. That'll be a beauty. And, hey, Beck, while I've got you, how is the great Assumption College? He was the second best cricketer ever played there at Assumption College behind me, Beck. How is Nilo?
The big fella's going well. He's going well. You know, MND is such a beast of a disease. Yep. So we can see it each year, you know, his voice gets a little bit harder to understand. And But he is fighting this thing as much as possible. Right. He's leading it from the front. And I think what he's been able to achieve with the support of the Australian public has just been incredible. So, you know, he doesn't worry about that stuff. He's going to put up his feet and watch the segment. But I think he's pretty disappointed that he's not going to be able to push these people down into the ice bath like he normally would.
He loved that, didn't he?
Hey, Beck, it's my understanding that, and this I love, that the Beanies have almost gone as well, if not better, this year than in any other year. And that is just a tribute to you and your beautiful family, but also everyone who's got into Coles and Bunnings or got online and bought the Freeze MND Beanie.
Yeah, it's been incredible, the support that we've had from the Australian public. They've got behind this. We're in our last few days, so the beanies are running out. So they're only $20. It shows the support for this M&D community that are doing it tough, especially with COVID, because they are vulnerable. And every dollar counts into our fight to find effective treatments and a cure. So that $20 goes a long way. So we're just asking everyone to make sure you get one. It's winter. It's cold. It's a perfect time to put one on your noggin.
Yes. What I've noticed, which I absolutely love, I am nowhere near good enough at the game of golf, but I love it, so I'm out on the course a lot. Lots of golfers have got them on their head, and it is the perfect thing to put on your head to play golf this time of year.
Especially when you've got no hair.
I was just about to say that, Billy. Have you got yours? I think you'd be needing it. But, yeah, I love seeing the beanies everywhere. You give them a bit of a nod just to say, well done, and they're wondering what the hell you're doing. But the beanies are popping up everywhere, and as I said, it's making such an impact. And it also just shows those people out there who are battling this beast that they've got an army behind them. So not only are they helping with the funds, it's the support and recognition that they're giving to these people's fight, which is really, really important.
Who designs them, Beck? Because it's a hard thing every year to come up with a new design.
Well, you would notice over the past 6 years, hopefully we're getting a bit better at it.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Oh, come on.
It's a family affair. So my hubby Drew and the family get together. We come up with a few concepts. Everyone puts their vote in. We're a democratic society, so we make sure everyone has their say. And then we come up with a beanie, and fingers crossed that the community likes what we've put forward.
Yeah, good.
It is astounding what you've done. We say this to every year, but $65 million plus, has been given to fund research projects, clinical trials, drug development projects, and world-first screening platforms for motor neuron disease. Beck, did you? I can answer this question almost before I ask it, but you wouldn't have been able to believe at the start that a $65 million figure could have been raised.
No, not at all. Big Freeze One was really a focus about raising awareness. I know when Dad was diagnosed, I had no idea what the beast was. So we were trying to raise $250,000. And now we sit back and you can say, this is from the generosity of the public. They heard what we were saying, heard the appeal, and they've got behind it. And that money is making such a big impact in our research cause. And we're really hoping that the momentum continues to build. And you know, what would be the best day of my life is when I'm unemployed because I don't need to be with Fight MND anymore. Big Freeze is no more because we've found the solution, and that's what we're working towards.
Right. No, he is a complete and unadulterated legend, your old man. I refuse to say it to his face because he gets very happy with himself, but he's one of the all-time greats.
He is.
He is a superstar, and as I said, though, like to have a leader, you need an army to behind him, and people have listened to what he's reached out to and supporting him along the way. And he'll be laughing and enjoying the day very much on Monday.
And you're a star too, Beck Danaher. Thanks for joining us. Good luck. Big Freeze 6 coming up on Monday, June 8.
Beautiful. Thanks so much, guys. Much appreciated.
Well done, Beck.
See you, Beck.
Beck Danaher from Fight MND, of course. The Big Freeze 6 is on this Monday. You can catch it on Channel 7 from 4 o'clock on the Queen's birthday. Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3 time fat. It is, of course, Friday. A brag artist, what have you done during the week that is incredible? Tell us. And there are some amazing prizes, which I'm going to get out of you in just a sec, even though he's not meant to speak. Now, I think you've got the GC scoop.
I have. I'm opening a bat, Jim. And actually, I got the Power Spot one. I like the Power Spot. Hello. Yeah, I like
the old
that.
Boonie. So. Babs Boonie.
So here I come out to bat and I'm chewing gum as I walk out there, Viv Richards style. Right. Now, Jim, I've got it now. This is what I'm bragging about because the Beacon of Geelong has opened, a place to congregate, a place for worship, Jim. A place of peace, of safety, and everyone's happy, Jim. It is fantastic.
So the churches have all opened down there?
No, you flogged the Cremorne Hotel! You're unbelievable.
Come on,
The pubs are open, Jim, and the Cremorne, let me tell you. I've been down there. It opened Monday, so I've been there Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And guess what, where I'm going tonight, Jim?
Thursday night, and what, back there Friday?
Yep, exactly. We're on Friday, aren't we? Yes. I was there last night also with Bazza and Nara. We went there God. Thursday night, Jim, and guess what?
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
I'm going there again tonight.
Oh, no. All right, now, Huey, not enough O's in how smooth that was presented, but what are we giving away, please? The great prizes on the Rush Hour.
This is spectacular. The St. Andrews Beach Brewery has reopened the stable doors and is available for pre-book sessions. Now this, $45 plus booking fee. You can enjoy an entree, signature main meal, and your choice of a tasting paddle, a pint of beer, or a glass of locally sourced wine. Ooh, each session does have a limited capacity, so be quick to book. That is the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
$45.
Yep. That's a steal.
And the Perch family down there, do they run a beautiful ship? So get down and check out St. Andrews Beach Brewery. All right, 133353. Ring us now, Friday Brag Artist.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist, Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Well, the government said to stay at home and to take it easy. So I worked from home yesterday, and according to my Apple Watch, I took 53 steps. You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Yeah, so Fat opened the batting and told us that he, Huey, had done the same thing as about 5,000 other people in this state, and that's opened their pub again.
Yep.
But
good stuff.
But I've had a palmy and a pot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and might sneak in tonight, Jim.
All right, good boy. Well, I tell you what we're doing is we're giving away the best prizes ever. The St. Andrews Beach Brewery, you can go down there and book a table. That's unbelievable. Also, Mercedes-Benz Berwick, the prize pack there.
Yes.
mbberwick.com.au. The virtual showroom is open. Go and have a look at that. And also, what's the other one, Huey?
Your $100 Vino Mofo voucher, vinomofo.com. Yes. The most epic wine deals website on the planet. 70% off prices. Contactless home delivery as well.
I'm telling you, these are the best prizes in radio. Maddie, first from Melbourne, Fat.
Hello, Maddie.
G'day, guys. How are we?
What are you bragging about, my friend?
I had an article run complete with photo on myself and the bride-to-be in the Age newspaper on Monday because we're getting married on Sunday.
Oh,
jeez.
I saw that in the Age, of course. Tell us, how many are you allowed to have at the wedding, mate?
Well, we're allowed to have 20 now, so I've got to invite a few extra people.
Right. Does that include the mother-in-law, or she just missed out?
It includes them now. Unfortunately, they're all in.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, it's good, because all of those things have had to stop, of course, Bill. I was going to go to two weddings in this lockdown period, both of which have been canned. So it's good to hear that some are still happening. I see
Maddie.
Andrew, well, before we get to Lise, who's next, I see Andrew N. April Crone. This is social media.
Yeah.
I got through this COVID week without adding a kilo.
Which none of us have, Jim.
No, good Bill, going. Hard to do. Certainly not Rabs, you, Huey, or you, Bill.
And
all right, Mitchell. Lisa from Preston.
Oh, hello, Lise.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Good, Lisa. What are you bragging about?
I'm bragging about I play hockey, and I got to 400 games last season.
400. So unbelievable. Bang! 400 games. How many play a year, a season, Lise?
We play usually 18 rounds a year.
So that's over 20 years of hockey.
It sure is, yes.
Wow.
Bloody hell. That is worthy of staying on the line. We've got great prizes, Lise, so don't go anywhere. What else have you seen on social media, Fat?
Oh, I did see. Oh, what about this man, Ben Tonks, old Tonks he sent through. Tonks he got hit by a car, Jim, 2 weeks ago. He was on his motorbike, and he went into hospital, was laying in bed in the ER section with the neck collar pretty badly banged up.
He
asked for his phone so he could have a bet, and guess what?
What?
His first two races, Jimmy won 17,000.
You're unbelievable.
That is good.
Benny Tonks, well done to you, Benjamin.
Mitch Noy wore a visor this week and didn't feel like a flog. Hashtag global and trending. Of course, he's talking at James Brayshaw, the number one site on Instagram. Bill, I'm telling you that the visor is coming back. No. Eddie's in Werribee, Fat.
Hello, Edward.
Billy, JB.
What are you doing, Ed?
No, not much, mate. I just wanted to throw at you guys, since there hasn't been much that's come out of the COVID-19 that's been a positive.
No.
But I've got a bit of a man cave out the back of my house, which I inherited a couple of poker machines a couple of years ago.
Poker machines?
I haven't actually paid one cent of my mortgage in the last 3 months. I think I've actually doubled the payments, or just by having a few mates over for a beer and a bit of a party.
Oh, and you and you're they so play it.
And they play it. They
beautiful.
Play it. And then you just open it up with a key and collect the money.
Correct the mundo, mate. I only have it set at $500 for the jackpot.
Yeah.
And I can make that in 2 days.
That's fantastic.
Not sure you'll let it do that.
Anyway, the brag artist. Yeah. Still going on the social media here, Fat.
What else have you got there?
Tim Butler, I've got a dream of one day being able to broadcast as well as Jim. He is the king.
No.
So there should be something. What?
That's not true. I can't find that one. I cannot find that one.
I can see it here under Tim Butler. Now, Bill, we've got the great prizes. So where are they headed?
Righto, the St. Andrews, because that is very nice down there. I'm going to give Lisa, I'm going to get Lisa, yes. 400 games of hockey is unbelievable. She can pick between the St. Andrews, the Mercedes-Benz, or the Vino Mofo $100 voucher. Lisa, what do you want?
What's the Vino one?
$100 voucher wine. To some wine.
Yeah, I'll grab that one. Thank you.
That's you, Lise.
VinoMofo.com, 70% off, contactless home delivery. Good on you, Lise.
Well, and Maddie goes down to St Andrews Beach because he's, of course, getting married, and after that you want to go down and enjoy yourself. So that's all coming your way, Maddie.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well done, mate. And Mercedes-Benz Berwick, as I said, the online sale is happening as we speak, mbberwick.com.au. That's going to Ed in Werribee.
Well done.
On you, Ed.
Beautiful. That's another good segment, Jim.
Oh, Bill, it just and get word just gets better and better, like this show.
It nearly does, yeah. Hurry up, because we've got the flashback and then the joke.
Oh,
and
the
then,
flashback. Seriously. Oh, are we going to play the flashback?
And then
what, Bill?
Well, Palmy and a frothy and a little bet, but also going to watch The Storm. They're on Channel 9 live this week.
Live tonight.
They got to perform a bit better than last week, let me tell you. Bellyache, was he shirty with them? So come on, Storm. Come on. Let's go. Hurry up. Up next, the flashback.
It is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy on Triple M.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday flashback.
We did step back in time.
Friday flashback time, Bill, and Paul Craven has emailed.
Oh, where from?
Paulie Craven. It doesn't actually say. It says, Jim, you are a complete legend, but it doesn't say where he's from. Anyway, he goes, for Flashback Friday, could you please, in capital letters, please, dig out a clip from September 2012. Jeez, we're going back there.
8 years.
Where there was a great phoner on Talking Pets before Warren from Narry Warren. AKA Fat rang in and put his talking dog Rufus.
Oh, no.
I don't remember you this happening.
No,
his talking dog Rufus on the phone.
I honestly cannot remember this.
I worked on the show this year. I don't remember it.
So you were on the show.
I was on the show this year. I don't remember it.
Hello, Jim. Woof woof is how Paulie finishes. All right. So, Bill, this will be news to all of us. Let's have a listen.
I've just been talking on 133353. What tricks have you taught your pets to do?
Oh, yes.
We had lots of people ringing up, and we got one more call here from, it's Warren on the line from Narry Warren. Hey, Warren.
Oh, g'day, Jim. How are you, mate? Here you go. Is Billy there? Yeah. I love Billy.
Yeah, no, he's not here at the moment. I actually don't know where he is. Now, why are you ringing us, please? Have you taught your pet to do something?
Guess where I live, Jim?
Where?
Boom Swanky Drive.
Thank you, Warren. What have you taught your pet to do?
I've got me dog and he can talk. Hang on, Jim, I'll put him on, all right?
Yes.
Rufus, come here.
Rufus.
Rufus.
You ready? You ready, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Here, Rufus, take it out. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hello, Jim. Woof, woof.
It's Rufus. Woof.
No, Jim.
Listen, this is a grown man.
This is Bill. I want Bill.
Oh,
we've lost Rufus.
Oh, no.
Look at this idiot.
You are a dickhead.
Did you hear Warren from Narry Warren?
It's a shame you missed Rufus, the talking dog.
I heard him. I was just out for a wee, and I heard him in the toilet.
Hello, Jim.
Woof, woof. He doesn't say a lot, apparently. Oh, no. He hasn't got a big vocab, Jim. Oh, that was a bit of gold.
Oh,
put that in the awards.
Bill.
Really, Jim?
I cannot remember that happening.
I don't know if that ever went to... Surely that did not go to air.
It couldn't have. That is as appalling a piece of radio as you'll ever hear.
There's a bit of work went into it, Jim. I think I actually went outside the studio to do it.
What sort of work went into it, please?
Well, there would have been a script, the prepared script to read. Then I've gone outside to do it outside somewhere. Yep. And it was actually, if you have a listen to it again,
So you actually prepared a script yourself that had the words, "Hello, Jim," woof, on it.
Just in case. But listening to that, Jim, that wasn't great. And you know how you say nowadays, Bill, you're getting worse.
Yes.
I don't think I am, Jim.
No.
That is bloody terrible. Oh. That is shocking.
And I think the show's lasted 8 years after that, mate.
Not much longer.
Can you believe we did that, Jim? I can't believe you said
yes to it. Don't say we, you did it.
I would have come up with the idea and you've gone, "That's great, let's do it."
Yeah, let's pass the phone to the dog.
I blame Higo.
Oh, Higo. For once, he wasn't at the gym.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Now, beautiful week and a beautiful show, of course. Brag Artist Superb, the Friday flashback. Hello, Jim. Woof, woof. That's as bad a piece of broadcasting as we've been responsible for in the 11 years we've been on air. Beck Danaher, we had to get her in earlier than that, so she wasn't embarrassed by the content of that, but what a superstar she is. And donate generously, please, for the Freeze MND on Monday. Queen's birthday is going to be superb. Now, Fat, before you get to the Cremorne and embarrass yourself again, anything remotely humorous?
Not at all.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
What do you give a sick lemon, Jim?
What?
Lemonade.
Oh, no. That's like one of those bad Christmas ones.
A bonbon, yeah.
Out of your cracker.
All right. That was a little entree. Now, Paddy is sitting at the bar, Jim, and the barman says to Paddy, "Your glass is empty. Fancy another one." Paddy looks at him and says, "Why the f*** would I want two empty glasses?"
Oh, no. That's as bad as the first one. And this is Friday.
Couldn't finish a week worse.
There's this bloke. I think it's 11 years ago, Jim, that he walked out of a room, tears streaming from his face. And he said,
"Where was he?"
He was in Thailand.
No! Off!
Don't turn him off, Huey. No more of that. No, thank you. No, thank you, Bill. I don't think any more of that is necessary. Had enough.